escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're going to celebrate.
Let's have an exercise. Brian?
Exercise?
No, let's have an exercise.
Oh, okay. What you want to do?
Let's perform an exercise. I think I'm going to shock you, B. You ready for this?
I'm shocked by most things you do, Jay.
Brian, I'm going to pull something out of this bag that will shock you. For those on the stream, I'm in my backpack. Landfill, are you ready to be shocked?
Shock me.
I think I am. I have a pen.
Oh, Lord.
I put a pen in my bag because I never have one.
Man, if you don't hurry him, go to this phone line, see what the hell he's
There's nobody on the phone.
Well, do something other than telling us you got a damn pen.
Shout out to NBC4. There's a supply closet there.
Oh, you stole a pen.
I work there. I think I'm allowed to take a pen.
No, you're not. You're not allowed to just go in the closet. It's somebody that's in charge of those pens.
Nah, dude. I'm allowed.
I promise you, it's somebody in charge of pens. And guess what? Now they're mad because they don't have the right number.
Landville, you don't think I'm allowed to take a pen? I think I am.
We know you will do something illegal and then come on there and tell yourself. We already seen you do
It's
that.
Not stealing. I work there. The pens are for people that work there.
You're going to get fired like Craig and Prada.
Yeah, you can get fired for
get
that.
Get fired on my day off.
Yeah, and then, like, we also know, like, you eat, like, candy out of the freezer. They're not yours.
That's here.
Yeah, that's and you come on air and tell people.
That has nothing to do with taking a pen from the supply closet, which are supplies for people to go to work.
Is anybody in charge of that supply closet?
No, it's just open. Like it's
so. In other words, they
it's
just
over
say,
by the
anybody,
IT.
Anybody
area.
Could just take. So if I decide right now I want to walk over here to this copy machine, I'm gonna take these some packs of the paper and just take it home. That's I work here.
I don't think that's the same.
It is the same.
B.
It's supplies.
Old CSN office there was a supply closet.
And
we could go
never went in it.
All right, but you were allowed to.
No.
Yes.
I can't just take this microphone home and say, well, I need it for work.
Because you work here.
You guys are such idiots.
No.
You're allowed to take a pen.
The idiot is the person who steals something, did go broadcast
it
to the whole
stealing.
Town.
It's a pen from the supply closet.
Is there a sign or anything that says, I want to know if there's anything written that says you can just go get some pens.
Yo, it's open. There's no lock. It's not in a separate area. It's like you can access these supplies.
Now, did you walk fast away from?
I know you're listening, Heather, so text me and let me know. Can anybody just walk in there, because you work there, and just grab stuff and take it?
And don't put it behind a lock, because most of their employees are trustworthy.
And you're not.
You're allowed to have the pens. And since we're doing it, people keep stealing the pens off my desk at Channel 4, which is why I have to keep going and getting new pens.
So you're stealing, and they're stealing it from
you? No.
Actually,
if you take it off somebody's desk, that's stealing.
No, they're taking them off your desk and put them back in the place, and you just go and get the same one you stole the day before.
My point was celebrating having this pen. If anybody from Channel 4 is listening, Kerwin, anybody, please call in and defend my ability to take a pen.
I'll just text Heather. She'll hear me.
JP don't got five on it. He got five fingers on it.
Yeah.
The point here was we got this Ravens preseason game tomorrow, right? Ravens Commanders, high noon. B's going to be on the call.
It's early in the morning.
Yeah. What's your call time for that?
About 9-ish or earlier.
Okay. let's just, because too many people will say no starters are playing. And I understand legit straight starters probably won't be playing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be significant contributors playing. Let's try the exercise of making a 53, right? And because that will prove my point. So quarterbacks, three, right? We know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Running backs, at this point, four. We know who they are. Tight ends, I think it's three, and then they try to get.
You're trying to get down to the roster.
Yeah, because I think there's going to. Yo, Cody's got to relax.
No, he probably said something about what you're doing wrong again.
Cody just tweeted at the FBI and at the FBI's most wanted that JP stole a pen.
I don't blame him because you're a thief, JP.
It's not stealing.
That's stealing, dog.
No, you guys are upset.
Just like when you ate the people Twix. You said that wasn't stealing.
That was much more stealing than taking a pen.
No, it's just all of it is stealing. It's not yours and you taking it.
These are meant to be taken. Like if you go to a restaurant and they got mints when you leave, you don't take a mint?
No,
that's
no.
After you pay for your meal.
I work there.
No,
complimentary.
Those mints are
these
there.
These pens are complimentary.
They tell you to take those. They don't tell you to take
pens. They tell you to take this.
They tell you to take the pen to work at the work.
So take a picture where it says take a pen. Then we will believe you.
They tell you to help yourself to work things. This is a work thing.
I guarantee you they don't tell you that. I put $1,000. They don't tell you.
What's crazy is the two knuckleheads in there are just joking around. I think you're serious.
Are they going to let you walk off with one of them cameras?
You know why I'm serious? Because you will do something that totally you're not supposed to do, then come on the radio and talk about it as if it's okay. So I'm telling you, just one thing I hope you get out of this whole deal.
You're allowed to take the pens.
Stop admitting. Stop coming on air and talk about what you do when it's not your stuff.
I don't think this is the same scenario. That's all I'm saying.
I just got a text. Heather, yes, he's stealing. I'm joking.
She did not.
She didn't say that.
I'm texting. Can one of you? I'm going to text everybody. The whole damn company. One of you call and confirm I'm allowed to take a pen. Maybe Goldrick, if you're listening. He's the big boss. All right, I'm going to try to get back to business here. Tight ends, I got to keep it three. I feel like we mentioned Yankoff last year, but I don't think he was on the active coming out of camp. I think he was on the practice squad, and therefore he was in the building. You think they're keeping? I think they're keeping three tight ends. Do you agree with that?
I think Yankoff make the team.
So you got him keeping four tight ends?
I'm thinking Yankoff can make the team, bro. It's a battle. That is a battle between Yankoff and Sennett.
Do you think Sennett could actually get cut?
Do I think? Yes.
Really?
When I hear coaches mentioning an undrafted player consistently, tells you something about it. And Yankoff was here last.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
See, the mindset that, we draft you, you got to stay on the team, That's not a winning mindset. So we can't in one breath talk about what Adam is doing to move forward if just you got to keep a guy just because he was drafted. You know what I'm saying?
We got people calling in about the damn pen.
I mean, damn, you stole the pen.
I did not steal a pen.
Yeah, you're a thief.
Richard, what's up?
Hey, what's up, JP and B-Mitch? How you doing?
We good, man. How you doing?
Good. Hey, B-Mitch, I think you're giving JP a little bit too much flack here. So ever since I was a little kid, my dad is notorious for if we were to get a beer glass that has a logo of the restaurant we're at, my dad would always pocket that and we'd take it home. We got him lined up.
Your dad is a thief, just like JP.
No.
You just tell me your dad is a thief,
no.
Dude. Am I supposed look? If your daddy was lifting stuff that wasn't his, if they say you could keep a souvenir glass, then he's not a thief. But if he just walked out of it, he's a thief.
I'm saying if JP is out here outing himself as a criminal,
I appreciate
I might as well
you, Richard.
Do it with him. Yes,
so you ain't outing yourself. You're outing your dad. See that's
I did it with
you a snitch and your daddy a thief.
Answer line 9, please. Snitches and thieves. No honor amongst thieves.
He called in and out his dad. He's a snitch.
Thank you, dude. All right. We got an agent on the line. Agent Harper. Hello, Agent Harper.
Yes, this is Agent Harper from the FBI. We're calling about the stolen pen.
It's not stolen, dude. It's a pen from the office supply closet.
Was it your pen before you took the pen?
It was nobody's pen. It's in a closet full of pens.
So it's the JP, pen. It belonged to somebody.
Just don't answer no questions without your lawyer.
It's the FBI, Jay. When they call you, they already know all the answers.
We got a car downstairs waiting for you. Please get out, and we'll take you into headquarters.
I'm going to call my attorney. Thank you.
Goodbye, sticky fingers.
All right. Look, I'm ready to set the record straight.
Huh?
My guy Bakari calling in to defend me. Hello.
Who the hell is Bakari? We don't know if he's a legitimate.
You've met Bakari. Bakari.
I don't know if Bakari is a legitimate.
Bakari, can you please state your name and occupation, sir?
We need to come to the court to speak on your behalf.
Witness.
I don't know if he's a good witness.
Birthday twins. We almost birthday twins.
I know
we
birthday twins, but don't lie for him because you're going to be accessory.
Now, I will say I did see him, you know, his car, you know, at the back of the station, you know, a couple boxes of things going out. But,
there we go. I believe you.
Usually he limits it to one pin a day. You know, we can allow that. That's
hold on, BK, you can confirm that people are stealing the pens off my desk at Channel 4. So I have no choice but to go get more pens.
Yes, there is another unidentified pen thief that we have yet
but,
to
but
catch.
Just because another person is a thief don't mean you have the right to be a thief.
This is not stealing.
Dude, I gave you pens.
I lost those.
Okay, so you shouldn't be stealing. You should on your own.
BK, you now, also know somebody stole my cup.
Now that I did not know.
Yeah.
I did not know about that one.
When I'm finding out now, BK, he's a liar too.
I did let JP borrow a pen once. Have I seen it again?
So if you've seen JP and you had a pen disappear, he stole it.
It's not stealing.
You can assume that.
These are pens. BK, thank you for defending my honor. I appreciate you, buddy.
Of course, man. Like I said, limit those pen drops. Limit those, all right?
Yeah, just don't tell him on air.
Thank you, dude.
After you steal them.
My whole point.
He's still guilty. He admitted that you take a pen a day. So,
yeah.
Dog.
And then you got a dude going to call in to my man, JP, not a thief. You too hard on him. My dad's a thief. That dude's a thief. You a snitch.
My wife, God bless her, once we were at this bar that had these awesome, awesome beer glasses.
Uh-huh.
And there was a sign, please don't steal the beer glasses. And I said to her, I was like, damn, I'm not going to, but I love these things. We got home that night. She pulled one out of her purse.
You know what?
I knew so right then the family. I'm married.
Another snitch. He a snitch too. So here we go. So JP, I know when he gets a little inebriated, he starts to dance, and I
got flow though.
I meet Lauren, and I'm like thinking, why is she with JP? JP is a little wild, a little crazy. Yeah, I saw her at a wedding dancing.
Now who's
birds
snitching?
Of a feather flock together.
Now who's snitching?
I didn't say she stole it. I said she was dancing. I didn't call it and say she stole a beer glass. Like you just stole.
BK, thank you for calling in, buddy. I don't know if you're
still. Of course, fellas. We'll talk to you later.
All right, man.
See you, man. When we come back.
What are we going to call this segment right here on the thing? Snitchgate?
J.P. Finley Pen Thief.
Thiefgate.
When we come back, we're going to make some bets, figure out what college football we're watching this weekend. Before we go, though, I've got to tell you about our good friends over at Paul Henry's Window Installation. Paul is an absolute stud. You work with the best. It's his family. They'll get you new windows, new doors. You might need extra secure doors if I'm coming over and you got good beer glasses or loose pens about.
Yeah, you're going to take them.
Seriously, working with Paul has dramatically changed my house. Temperatures are perfect because the cool air doesn't get out in the summer. The cold air doesn't get in the winter. The doors are functional, really, really just aesthetically pleasing. I mean, he built that sunroom that people see me record stuff from home on. Paul built that pretty much from scratch, man, and it is perfect. Changed my home. I know working with Paul Henry's Window Insulation has been terrific for my family, and it can be the same for your family. B, I know how much success you've had working with Paul, too.
I've had a lot of success. Been working for Paul for multiple years now because he comes in, he does everything at a fair price. He does it quickly, and he doesn't mess up anything. And once Paul does something, it's going to be fixed. So every time something goes wrong, I call Paul, not even beyond windows and doors. I say, Paul, can you do this, too? He said, yeah, we can do that. So I get him to do it. It doesn't mess up like the other people. A lot of people come to my house and worked on it. So if you did, you know where the hell you are. You won't be coming back ever again. Still so if everybody want to get the same type of deal that JP and I got, reach out to Paul right now. You'll get $100 off each window with the 5-window minimum and $500 off each door. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him B. Mitchell Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.